All right, they both said good morning.
Let's begin. So we're picking up again. We just started yesterday, Parak Chav Gimel, in Reish Lamed Ches, in page Reish Lamed Ches, Mesiyas Yisharim. So remember again, in this Parak, the Ramchal is talking about how to acquire the Midah of Anava. Remember, we spoke extensively about humility. Now we want to try to figure out, ultimately, again, how to acquire the Midah of humility. So remember again, the Ramchal was saying, and this actually Menachem commented at the end of the shir yesterday on this, which I gave you a shout out. I just want you to. So the idea over here is, I'm sorry, Menachem Schoenfeld. I apologize. So the Ramchal explained the idea that a person has to be le'olam yehe adam arum biyira. Person has to be cunning with their yiras Hashem. What does that mean? That in the realm of spiritual development, so a person has to be methodical, a person has to be thoughtful, and a person has to realize that often a frontal assault against the Yetzer Hara may not work. Therefore, a person has to be able to approach the Yetzer Hara and try to address in stages, small steps, step after step, small step after small step, and ultimately a person will realize spiritual success. He says, Achis Bonin, who alinyonim shonim. Supposed to say, so remember again, the two things that the Ramchal said that are necessary in order to acquire the Midah of Anava. So one of them is regilus. So regilus means continuity. Continuity and perpetuity. The idea over here is that a person takes little steps, but constant. So we'll say this is an important disorder in general. In order to change any behavior, a person has to be able to address it on a consistent basis. So meaning, if I have a negative midah that I have to address, but I'm only vigilant in addressing it, you know, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you know, and maybe alternate Tuesdays, but the other days, I'm just not going to address it, that midah, that behavior, that attribute will not change. Change only occurs if change is addressed on a sustained, regular basis. That's regilus. Regilus means every single day I'm doing something, maybe not big and dramatic steps, maybe only little steps here and there, but every single day I'm doing something. Fine, that's step number one. Step number two, says Ramchal, Achis bonin hu alinyarim shonim. The next piece is hisboninos, right? Contemplation. So what does contemplation mean? Ha'echad hu muskar. Now there are many different levels or many different steps for contemplation. So ha'echad, one of them, hu ha'muskar b'divrei Akavya ben Mahalalel. So one of the steps of contemplation is based on a statement of Akavya ben Mahalalel. What did Akavya ben Mahalalel say? Do me'ayin basa. Now I will say this Mishnah is a heavy Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah says, know from where you came, Metiposrucha, from a putrid drop. Ula anataholich, where am I going? Lemakom afar, to dust. Rima vitolea, worms and decomposition. Ula themiata omeit, litain din vecheshbon. And before whom will I ultimately have to give an accounting and judgment for my life? Lifnei malach malachem lach makodish baruchu. Before the Ribbono Shel Olam, says, what is a Kaviyah ben Mahalalel saying? Kavim Mahalalel says that trying to be the downer. What he's trying to say is he's trying to keep us rooted. And he's trying to say, you know, sometimes we get so carried away with ourselves. And I will say, you understand, this goes in so many different directions. Sometimes you get carried away with ourselves, ultimately thinking, sometimes we just get carried away with ourselves. We get carried away with our ego. We get carried away with the focus in life. Sometimes when somebody hurts our feelings, those hurt gets so amplified because they've tarnished our covered, not just our feelings. And Kevin Mahalo says, take it in perspective. You know, we're all important, but understand where we come from, where we go. We come from nothing. We go back to nothing, and we have to give cheshbon before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Kavi Ben Mahalalel says, sometimes we have an exaggerated sense of self because we think we're much bigger than we actually are. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Mahalalel says, just look at ourselves in person. I always like to be careful when I explain these type of concepts because sometimes a person could look at a statement like this of HaKadosh Baruch Mahalalel and think that the take-home message is, I'm a nothing. I come from a putrid drop. I go back to be dust and worms. I give accounting before God. I'm a nothing. That's not Akavi ben Mahalalel's point. And that's what the Ramchal is saying also. Akavi ben Mahalalel is saying is, I'm sorry. I am an incredible something. I'm important. I'm choshev. But at the end of the day, I also must realize that I'm not as choshev as I think I am. Sometimes we have just an incredibly exaggerated sense of self. All that Kevin Mahal is saying is, yes, I'm important, but understand my importance within the universal perspective or framework. He goes on, Ki be'emes, kol eilehim negdayim legava, ve'osim el'anava. Because most of statements like this, like a Kevin Mahal, they undermine a sense of arrogance, an unhealthy sense of arrogance, and they help a person achieve a level of humility. Ki biyosa adam mistakel bepechisus chamra ugrias chas chalasa. Because when a person begins to think about, literally, pechisus chomro ugrias chas chalascho means that his chomer, his body, is so fleeting and so temporary. Grias chas chalascho means, again, my existence in this world, right? You know, we say in the Yamim Noraim davening that man is like chalom ya'uf, right? He's like a passing dream. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Right. I got a little scared that I was facing like Din V'cheshbin by the Rebbe Shlom, and I found myself in the wrong place. All right, so he goes on. He says, "Ein lo tam li nasei klal." I will say, a person should realize that l'maisa, there is no reason to be arrogant in life. There's nothing really to be arrogant over. Ela leivu shalei kalim. I will say, when I'm honest with who I am and what I am, and I realize that, and it's a very difficult thing to realize that. My life is just a passing shadow. The truth is, I have to do whatever I can, hopefully the 120 years of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me in this world. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm important, and I could affect change, and I could do something great, but I'm literally like that fleeting dream, like that blink of an eye, like that passing breeze in the world. And what that just does is it gives us a sense of humility and gives us a proper sense of perspective. Halamazedoma. So he gives an interesting mashal over here. He says, what to this can be compared? L'roa chazirim shegia limloch, like a pig farmer who became king. Kol eiz asher yiskar yamav harishonim, i'af sherlo sheyisgaya. What happens when the pig farmer becomes king? When the pig farmer becomes king, as much as he's the king, what's going to happen? There's always going to be that guy who says, "Ah, you remember those days when we were in the mud together, right? You remember that chazer that gave you such a difficult time, right? You remember?" So there's that built-in humility that's a result of humble beginnings, right? There is that beginning. Old Yankee, you could see. There are those humble circumstances that always keep me rooted in a very humble past. Well, so I'll just say something interesting, just as an aside. You know, the Maharal asks the following question. The Maharal says that why is it, you know, generally, if you look at monarchies, so what's the big thing with monarchies? What's the big thing? Right? Pedigrees. Like, everything is about royal blood, right? And they could trace the family tree. It's interesting that when you look at our story of monarchy, so where does Judaic monarchy originally come from? Where does it come from? It comes from Yehuda and Tamar. The truth is, it first comes from Lot. Thank you. It first comes, I was a little bit nervous. Now, okay, it was affirmed. So it first comes from Lot, right? Which ultimately, again, a story of incest. And then it comes from Yehuda and Tamar, which I must say, you know, that story is so strange on so many levels. But to put it simply, it comes from an encounter where Yehuda thinks that he's visiting a harlot who turns out to be his daughter-in-law. That's the beginning of Jewish monarchy. So what's up, Shat? So the Maharal says something amazing. The Maharal says, because if there was someone who was most prone to arrogance, it's the Melech. So what did the Ribono Shel Olam do, says the Maharal? The Ribono Shel Olam created almost like a fail-safe switch, like a kill switch for arrogance. And what's the kill switch? If the Melech becomes a little bit too haughty, what do you do? So why don't you come over here for a second? Right, why don't we open up a Chumash Bereishis? Let's talk a little bit about the Baba and the Zayda. Right? It's not exactly the story you tell the kids at the Shabbos table. Why? Now again, obviously everything l'shem shemayim. We know the emotional has a plan, but the idea is that it keeps the king humble. So says the Ramchal. The truth is, if we're honest, We all have that pig farmer beginning, so to speak. We all have things in our life that we're not proud of. We all have things in our life that we wish we could change, but we can't. We all have things in our life that we wish we could do over again. We all have those things that we're not so proud of. There is a positive way to use those things. And the positive way to use those events of the past that I'm not exactly so proud of, that I'm not going to be sharing with people, is to use them to keep me humble. To use them ultimately to keep me rooted and to not allow my ego to run away with me. Let's just do one more line. He says, okay, Shiakshov Kimokin, Shemasov, Kol Gidulos of Yashov La'afar, Ma'achalotolas. When a person realizes that no matter what he accomplishes in life, ultimately he returns to dust, right? He becomes literally just fodder for the earth. Kol Shekin, Sheikana Gaono, Vyishkach Sha'on Ga'avaso. We'll say, first of all, just the notion of death is a very humbling experience. It's a very humbling reality, I should say. And the notion that one day we're going to be gone. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us 120 years, that's an incredible bracha. But chances are we don't get 120 years. We don't know how many years ultimately we do get. But one day, it all comes to an end. And whatever I accomplish, hopefully I accomplish things that live on past me. But lamaisa, my entire existence comes to a screeching halt. He says, ki matovu matuvo umagiduloso v'acharisa boshuch limo. The idea over here, ultimately realizing that no matter what I do, no matter what do I accomplish, it does come to an end, and that reality ultimately keeps me humble. Ukishiyachshav od v'yidame belibo rega he consolif me bezdin hagodol shol tzva malo be'ez shiira atzmo lifnei melech malchem lochem hakadosh baruch hu hakadosh v'atar betachlis hakdusha v'atara besod kidoshim mishar se gvura gibore koach osei dvaro. Asher in Abraham Komum, we'll say there's another piece, which is that after 120, I have to go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ribono Shel Olam is perfect. And the Ribono Shel Olam is absolute. And the Ribono Shel Olam is lost. And I have to go and I have to stand before him. Garua Pachus V'Nivza Mitzad Atzmo. Tamei U'Megual Mitzad Ma'asav. And we'll say, and I have to give accounting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what? And I come with a lot of baggage. Come with a lot of baggage. And I will say, you know, in this world, if I do something wrong, so it's very easy to explain it away, right? We all have excuses for everything. After 129, I stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he plays that film, you know, this is your life. There's no explanations. Meaning, my actions stand on their own. It is what it is. And I know that I have to stand in judgment for everything that I have done, both good and not so good. Says the Ramchal, Hayarim Rosh, Hayyela Pishon Peh, right? Is a person going to be able to raise their head? Will they have anything to say? And of course, Lamai said the answer to that question is no. Now again, I want to point out, Ramchal is not going ahead, and Ramchal is not trying to make us feel down on ourselves, not trying to make us feel bad. What he's trying to say, he's trying to keep us rooted just in a perspective of humility, and just to go ahead and recognize that at the end of the day, we sometimes run away with our ego, we run away with ourselves, but Lamaisa, at the end of the day, understand that we have to maintain a constant sense of humility, a constant sense of being grounded, a constant sense of connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, constant connectedness to ourselves in a realistic way, not fall prey to an inflated sense of ego or a sense of self-aggrandizement. We'll stop over here for today. We'll continue Amir Tz Hashem with the Midah of Anava tomorrow.